The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. And I just have to say that Bill Gates, Bezos, and all you wealthy billionaire philanthropists, if ever there was a time to put your money where your mouth is or where the vaccine is, now would be it.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, great thought, Rolene. Let's get on to Israeli news. My goodness me, social media on fire with Christine Amanpour and her Kristallnacht remarks. Tell us the backstory there, Ro.
Well, this is just absolutely horrendous. Christiane Amanpour, who many of us know as a CNN commentator and anchor woman, caused a lot of controversy last week on the eve of Kristallnacht, which we commemorate on the 9th and the 10th of November. She compared the Trump administration to Kristallnacht. And, you know, there's no getting away from it. President Trump is a divisive figure, but like him or loathe him, you certainly cannot compare the sitting president of the United States of America, a democratic free state, to Kristallnacht, a pogrom designed to intimidate and persecute the Jews of German-controlled Germany, Austria, and the Sudetenland, which saw hundreds of synagogues, shops, businesses, hospitals owned by Jews, schools owned by Jews, destroyed, looted, and burnt, and over 30,000 men shipped to concentration camps in what we see as the start of the Holocaust and the final solution, which led to the absolute wholesale slaughter of three quarters of European Jewry. And Israeli officials are demanding an apology from CNN. I know many of us, including myself, have been active on social media trying to get some kind of response out of Christiane Amanpour. There has been no acknowledgement of the hurt and the pain that she has caused the Jewish community, and of course, in particular, survivors of the Holocaust, survivors who remember all too well that horrible, horrible, horrible event. We haven't had acknowledgement. We haven't had a response. And now we have the highest echelons in Israeli government saying we demand a apology for this.
Rolene, she's married to James Rubin. He's a Jewish man. You would think there would be some sort of sensitivity to Jewish issues. What a stupid and unforgivably stupid thing to say.
Well, it's unforgivably stupid, but it's also it shows you how this kind of language is being used to push people's political agendas. I know Howard wrote an excellent article. It was in one of the publications on not using the word Nazi, because all, again, the word Nazi or the accusation of somebody's a Nazi is also pushed around all too easily. And I think we have to take stock before we open our mouths or write something, exactly what we are comparing and exactly what we are trying to say. This was possibly the worst genocide in the history of humankind, committed by people who were amongst the most educated of the time. And we really, before, you know, we open mouth to offend or to change feet in this case, we really, really need to think very, very clearly. And it also, on the other hand, goes for accusations of anti-Semitism. Not everything is anti-Semitic. Make sure that when you make the accusation, it is because otherwise it dilutes the severity of something that is.
Rolene, let's move on to the story also on the weekend about Israel assassinating Al-Qaeda's number two. Was it in Iran? I think that's what I read.
Well, you read right. It was in Iran, the second in command of Al-Qaeda. I have to be a little bit humorous here because sporting a very Movember mustache, he was taken out by Uber. It's not funny, but you know.
Okay. Yes.
But he's, He was taken out by Israeli agents. This apparently at the behest of Washington. Abdullah Ahmad Abdullah, who was Al-Qaeda's second in command, who was actually indicted in the U.S. for the bombings of the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. I don't know if you can remember the horrendous images of seeing these embassies absolutely leveled to the ground. This is when, you know, before we had ISIS, Al-Qaeda was quite possibly one of the worst propagators of terrorism. He was indicted for that, but him and his daughter were taken out by alleged Mossad agents, and this is because they were apparently planning attacks against Israelis and diaspora Jews around the world, and Israel. I mean, I don't even want to know the semantics of how these Mossad agents allegedly got into Iran and carried out this, but it sure lends itself to the mysticism and the intrigue that is our Israeli Mossad.
Yeah, their reach is really quite phenomenal. It really, really is. Let's talk about Mike Pompeo and his visit to Israel. Why is it controversial?
It's very controversial because he is going to the Judea and Samaria, or the West Bank, or whatever you want to call the area, and he's going to visit particular towns and places there, which would make him the highest ranking U.S. official to do so, to visit the West Bank. I think this is a final push of solidarity from the Trump administration to Israel and to world Jewry. Naturally, it hasn't been received well by the Palestinians. Hanan Ashrawi, who's one of the executive members of the PLO, who also, by the way, has tested positive for the corona, she said he must slink back to Washington, were her words. But he's coming here, and I think this is also a last push before the changeover of administrations to push for normalization, to make sure that effort is not lost when it comes to the new administration taking over.
And on the weekend, I was reading a lot about what's happening in Ethiopia and the fact that there is a looming civil war between Ethiopia and Tigray province. Suddenly it dawned on me that perhaps I should Google where Gondar is, i.e. the seat, the home of the Jewish community in Ethiopia, and it's right next door. It literally is between Ethiopia and Gondar, and Tigray. Has there been any reports in the Israeli media about whether or not the Jewish community in Ethiopia is under threat due to what is happening in Ethiopia?
Well, nothing major yet. I'm sure this is a situation that we are watching. We have just recently airlifted more Ethiopians out of Ethiopia. Whether or not it's related, it hasn't been made public. But at this juncture, it's also Sigd. So Sigd Sameach to Israel's Ethiopian community. And I know we've got very little time left, and I want to touch on what to me is the most exciting story of the day. Mm-hmm. That it's not enough to aim for the skies if you are Israeli. But now the universe is our oyster. We will be sending a second astronaut on a mission to out of space. And it's just come in within the last couple of minutes. He is actually funding this himself. This is a former fighter pilot, Eitan Stibe. He'll be taking part in a mission made up entirely of privately funded astronauts and President Rivlin. Very, very exciting, making the announcement today that he will be joining this NASA mission. They'll be going to the International Space Station, where they will be conducting all kinds of scientific experiments. It's very, very exciting for Israel. And I also want to echo our president at this juncture. You know, being the second one, he follows in the tremendous footprints of Ilan Ramon, an icon of Israeli history, who was part of the fighter pilots who bombed the Osirak nuclear reactor in Iran, and sadly was killed aboard the Columbia spacecraft that disintegrated when it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere many years ago in the early 2000s. 2000, I think it was 2003, and him and his wife were very instrumental in the Israel Space Agency, and of course their son, Asaf, who was killed in maneuvers. He also was a fighter pilot, and I think it's a tremendous way to honor his memory, and also just shows what an exceptional country Israel is. Off to space we are.
You are indeed. And one quick question for you from Rena Ackerman, Rolene, saying, hi, Simon. Please ask Rolene about the rocket attacks and came from Gaza on Saturday night. How come we heard it in Tel Aviv? Where was it meant for? Are you aware of it? Thanks, Rene.
We are aware of it. We were anticipating it because it was the anniversary of the assassination of a senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad operative. If you are in Israel, including here in Modi'in, we rolled out our Iron Dome batteries. We were expecting it. If you recall, about a year ago, we had a day of relentless rockets. One of them fired towards Modi'in. Not a very, very nice feeling. But the rockets were fired with no particular aim. One was intercepted very close to Bat Yam, just outside Tel Aviv, and one very close to Ashdod.
Rolene Marks, that's concerning news, but thanks for your input this afternoon, and we chat again tomorrow.
We certainly will. I hope more stories of outer space.